Unit 49 です。I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave? I don't think we'll have any emergency, but could you give me your mobile phone number? Just in something comes up. Detail, case, practice, return. 正解は B の case です。
I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave?
I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number? Just in case something comes up.
Just in case, なんとかなんとかで、万が一、念のため、そういう意味になります。では、この音を練習してみましょう。まずは、I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow.I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. I'm 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 taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow.I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow.
次に、Do you need anything before I leave?この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Do you need anything before I leave? 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 Do you need anything before I leave?Do you need anything before I leave? Do 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 you need anything before I leave?
次はI don't think we'll have any emergencies. この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I don't think we'll have any emergencies. I don't think we'll have any emergencies. I don't think we'll have any emergencies. I don't think we'll have any emergencies.I don't think we'll have any emergencies. I 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 don't think we'll have any emergencies.
次は、Could you give me your mobile phone number? この部分を練習してみましょう。10回いきましょう。どうぞ。
But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number?But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? But could you give me your mobile phone number? but could you give me your mobile phone number?
Mobile phone、携帯のことですね。Cellular phone とか cell phone という言い方もあります。Mobile phone は British English、cell phone、cellular phone はアメリカ English でよく使われる表現です。次は Just in case something comes up。この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Just in case something comes up. 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 Just in case something comes up.Just in case something comes up. Just in case something comes up. Just in case something comes up. Just in case something comes up.
では、ロールプレイ行きましょうか。これから3週間休暇を取ることになっているんで、休暇に入る前に何か必要なことありますかというふうに職場の上司に尋ねてください。女性の上司が返事をしてくれます。では5回やってみましょう。どうぞ。
I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number just in case something comes up?I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number just in case something comes up? I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number just in case something comes up? I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number?Just in case something comes up. I don't think we'll have any emergencies, but could you give me your mobile phone number? Just in case something comes up.
次はあなたの部下が明日から3週間休暇入るんですけど、何か必要なことありますかというふうに英語で聞いてきますんで、緊急事態はまああるとは思いませんが、一応念のため携帯の番号を教えてくださいというふうに英語で言ってください。では5回やってみましょう。どうぞ。
I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave? I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave?I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave? I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave?I'm taking 3 weeks off from tomorrow. Do you need anything before I leave?
In case 念のため何かあるといけないのでという意味です。この表現が入った例文もう一つ用意しました。聞いてみましょう。
You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains.
In case it rains, 雨が降っった時に備えて、ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains.You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains. You'd better take an umbrella in case it rains.
In case of 何々という表現、これも TOEIC で非常によく出ます。In the event of と同じ意味になります。聞いてみましょう。
In case of fire, ring the alarm bell.
In case of fire で火災が発生した場合は、火災の際は、そういう意味になります。では、10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
In case of fire, ring the alarm bell.In case of fire, ring the alarm bell. In 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 case of fire, ring the alarm bell.In case of fire, ring the alarm bell. In case of fire, ring the alarm bell. In case of fire, ring the alarm bell. In case of fire, ring the alarm bell.
In detail は詳しく、詳細にわたって、そういう意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting.
Explain the proposal in detail. なんで、プロポーザル、企画について詳細に説明した。そういう意味になります。10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting.Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting.Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting.Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting. Mr. Hunt explained the proposal in detail at the last meeting.
In practice は現実には実際にやってみるとそんな意味があります。例文聞いてみましょう。
By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do.
法律では認められてないけど実際はやる。そういう意味ですね。この例文は2つに切って練習してみましょう。まずは前半部分。By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol.この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol.
次は後半部分。But in practice they do. この部分を5回やってみましょう。どうぞ。
But in practice they do. 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 But in practice they do.
次は通しで5回やってみましょう。どうぞ。
By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do. By law, teenagers are not allowed to drink alcohol, but in practice they do.
In return は見返りとして、返礼としてという意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
I'll buy you a drink in return for your help.
In return for your help, 手伝ってくれたお礼にいっぱいおごりますよ。では、10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help.I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help.I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help. I'll buy you a drink in return for your help.
新トイックの急所です。今日は in case, in case of, in detail, in practice, in return というふうに in と名詞のセットを見てきました。この前置詞とこの名詞は一緒に使うという前置詞と名詞のセット、これ知ってると TOEIC のパート5で非常に有利です。あとこういったフレーズはパート2、パート3の会話中でもよく使われる表現なんで知ってると有利です。以上ユニット49でした。